I am born pure. Spices cloud my expression. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am born pure. Spices cloud my expression. My original purity and integrity is just wonderful. That's who I really am. I am my original purity and integrity. I am the divine. I am that which I am. I am the allness that I am. And the difficulty that I run into now and then is that I want to taste different flavors. I want to savor different attitudes and aspects of my life. And in the process, I cause myself to lose my balance. There's purity in this world. That purity is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic. It is just glorious. A drop of fresh water, of rainwater, it's so pure and so wonderful. Oh, it has dust in it that is brought down through the clouds, but it's so pure. Spring water. Oh, how we love spring water. It comes gushing out of the ground. It has been filtered, and it comes out of the ground right out of a spring, right out of an artesian-type well. And it's a glorious thing to see, and it's so fresh and good to taste. It is just a delightful thing to drink. And then I have the desire to make beer. So I put a bunch of other things in the water and make a beer, or make a wine. Or I want to make milk. Or I want to do any number of things with the water that is so pure and so beautiful and so perfect, the divine aspect of the body. But I like the spices. I like to have the little condiments that go in there to make it just a little bit different. I like to take my vegetables and put various other spices on them to make them more brilliant and to make them more stand out. And yet, the plain, beautiful basics are so wonderful, they are so fantastic. Now, in other countries and other worlds, they take the natural foods and they spice them up. And in spicing them up, they make them more tolerable, make them more enjoyable, make them more what people might want to have. But in the process, they leave the original purity and integrity of that substance. Now you say, well, life would not have so much flavor and so much more enjoyment in it if we did not add spices to it. And that's true. But we can ask ourselves the question, do the spices take us in the direction that we want to go? We've allowed ourselves to become enamored with spices and to think that they dress up the foods, that they sparkle up the meals when they make things more charming. But when we're in our natural purity, when we're in our original purity and our original integrity, there we can do anything. We can accomplish anything. We can go anywhere and live any type of life we like. And in doing so, we are absolutely wonderful. In our original purity and integrity, we can teleport. In our original purity and integrity, we can live, so to speak, without food, without all of these things, because they are all spices that have been added on. Our body came forth as a manufacturing plant, absolutely 100% able to conduct itself, to do all the things it had to do. It creates its own vitamins. It creates its own minerals. It creates its own water, basically. It has an atomic structure within it that creates all things that it needs. If we were to return to our original purity and integrity, we would find that we have all things that we could ever want and ever need or ever enjoy in our original self. But over the years, we have put sort of a covering over the thought that we know everything, and we think we don't. And now we're learning that we do. But in the process, we are doing without knowing everything. In our thought, we are saying that we are not whole and perfect, that we have illnesses, that we have diseases, that we have problems. Our original purity and integrity does not know anything about any of that stuff. That is not part of the original purity and integrity package that we are. But it's something that we have taken on because we feel that it is something that is interesting, something that challenges us, something that delights us at times. But then after a while, it no longer delights us because it's sort of run away with itself like a cancer that doesn't know where to stop. Why do we do these things to ourselves? Why do we leave our original purity and integrity and go off into the spices, go off into the other areas of belief about ourselves that are less than perfect? Why do we do that? Well, we do that because at the moment, each of these adventures seems like a charming little adventure. Each of these little things that we do seems most interesting. But in truth, in fact, it's not very interesting at all. It's not very charming at all, not very delightful at all, because it comes to haunt us. It comes to haunt us that it possesses us, because we have allowed some external activity to possess us, some external illness, some external taste desire. And we say that certain foods don't taste good unless they're covered with condiments. And we don't put ketchup or mustard or relish on things. They don't sparkle out into our taste buds. And our taste buds have been so jaded by the need for these things that they no longer recognize what something pure tastes like. They think something pure tastes bland and uninteresting. How do we return to our awareness of our original purity and integrity? How do we turn to our awareness to experience our original purity and integrity? How do we return to that? We've left it long distance behind. Is it going to be a long time before we can return to it because we left it so long ago? No. We can return to it right this moment. We can return to it this instant if we choose. If we choose, we can return to our original purity and integrity right this moment, if we choose. But to choose, it means that we have to taste a piece of lettuce and say, oh, what a refreshing, snappy bit of lettuce that is, how lovely. Instead of saying, oh, where's the Thousand Island dressing? Where's this other kind of dressing? Vinegar and oil. We've got to put something on it to bring it up a little flavor into it, bring up a little life into it. Well, leave the condiments off. Begin eating the simple foods without any dressing, without any taste teaser on it, and see how it is to taste something natural. Oh, at first, the demand that our taste buds have for it will say it's bland and it's not very delightful to the taste. But just keep trying it. Keep trying it until you no longer remember the condiments. And you now begin to remember the beautiful taste of its natural self. The beautiful taste of lettuce in its original purity and integrity. Yes? It is there, and it's not hard to find. It's just that we change our attitude about it. We change our awareness from the awareness of the other things put on it that made it taste quite different to its natural, original purity and integrity. Now, if we want to, we can return to our original purity and integrity in all areas of our life. But if we want to, we have to start where we can. So we start with our foods. We begin to taste our foods in their original purity and integrity. We begin to taste our foods as they came out of the nature to present themselves to us. It was not natural to fry bacon, but this is something that came along much later when man learned about fire and he learned about cooking flesh and things like that. But before that time, the seeds of the ground, the nuts from the trees, all of the things that are available to eat, were done in a natural way. And this natural way satisfied and certified the body perfectly. Now, there were less, if any, diseases. Diseases came because attitudes said that some things were not perfect, and so therefore they were not. Our original purity and integrity is that our body is whole and perfect. Our original purity and integrity is that every organ, action, function of our body is whole and perfect now. And as we leave behind the condiments that take away the original purity and integrity of the food taste and the food experience, so we leave behind and enjoy our original purity and integrity when we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal body right now. And then, as I keep affirming that and saying that, and then my thoughts are on my ideal body. Now, what is my ideal body? Is it a body where every cell has its appointed task and does it beautifully? Is it a body that functions in an absolutely fantastic way, where every organ, action, function of my body is perfect? Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Can I put that cause in motion for myself and experience it? The answer is yes. Do I want to? Well, the condiments do taste so good, don't they? The ketchup on the hamburger is so nice. Oh, yes, the relish and the other things make the food dishes so charming. Why do I do that to myself? I know that as I keep my mind one-pointed on my ideal self, as I keep my mind one-pointed on my original purity and integrity, that is all that I am going to experience. My original purity and integrity. It's up to me. 100%. Now, what do I want to experience? What do I want to know? What do I want to have in my life? Do I want my original purity and integrity? Or do I want to have something else that appears nice, but it's just a temporary thing? Can I return to an awareness of my original purity and integrity and enjoy it? And the answer is yes. It merely means that I speak contrary to appearances and go back to the original. And the original is not too difficult to find, not too hard to find, not too far away. But it does demand a constant attention to it. If someone comes up to you and says, would you like some relish on your salad? And you say, no, thank you. Now, the tendency is to say, thank you, yes. Thank you. Yes, I would enjoy that. My, that sounds like a good idea. But start returning to your original purity and integrity, as I do to mine, by saying no. By saying no to the volumes of food that we eat. By saying no to all of the things that tempt us away from our original purity and integrity. You wonder why you cannot levitate and teleport and do all those interesting things which seem far out? It's only because you're not living in your original purity and integrity. When you live in your original purity and integrity, there is nothing that you are doing to yourself that is telling yourself that you are not your original purity and integrity. And in your original purity, the ideal idea of you and me, the ideal idea of us, is that we can do anything. That we can do and do anything. But we can only do everything and anything when we put the cause in motion and we know who we are. When we put the cause in motion, I am my ideal integrity. I am my ideal self right now in every way, shape, and form. And as I put that cause in motion, as I put those words in motion, as I affirm that again and again and again about myself, that's what I experience, and that's all I experience. This is our reality. This is who we are. This is the joy of our life. I'm ready for that joy in our life, because that's what truly belongs to me. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.